I don't know where to start, so go ahead. Open up for questions. How about we start there?
Rex, when you and John met with Dimitri last night, did he express a desire to be here today at practice? Did you guys say it would be best if we take a route with your sit out for a little while, or how did that go? Did he want to be here?
Well, you know what? I think, guys, with the Dimitri situation, first off, like, as far as conversations that Dimitri had with me, I'll just leave that between him and I. And then I know, my understanding is John's already talked to you guys about Dimitri, about that. And so, you know, can we just talk? How about we just talk about the upcoming game or something like that? Because I don't want to get into, you know, some business, and especially if it's a, you know, a private conversation. Okay.
Rex, can I follow up with one question?
Of course.
Do you have any doubts that he's fully committed to the team?
Again, guys, I think it's, you know, any conversation that that I would have about Dimitri right now, I mean, I don't want to say anything one way or the other about the situation because, again, it's a, you know, it's a serious situation. But, again, you know, how I feel, whatever, I'll just leave as private thoughts right now.
Rex, in all of your years, is there anything that you've experienced that compares to this, though? Have you ever dealt with a player with an incident like this and that he does or doesn't come back to a team?
Well, no, I mean, it's safe to say I've never been in a situation where a player has not shown up for a game, you know, so... You know, just I will. On top of that, I will say that, you know, obviously, you know, I'm happy that he's okay, that he's healthy.
How is he doing with his health? The various leg injuries that he's dealing with.
Well, he was dealing with those things. Obviously, he had the three injuries on the same leg and things, but that was coming around. Okay, so he was, you know, had been off at least a week, and then he started, you know, coming back on a limited basis. So he was, you know, my feeling was that he was doing, you know, pretty decent with the with his injury rehab.
Rex, is there a possibility
you've had a lot of success over the years as a defensive coach, but this cornerback situation, what kind of a challenge is that for you? How do you confront that challenge?
Well, we're going to, you know, confront any challenge, you know, head on. There's no doubt about that. This, you know, I've had a lot of different situations, you know, in my career where you've had this player, haven't had this player, or whatever. So, again, we'll be fine. The thing is, you know, this isn't a situation that happens, like, during the course of the season. We've had time to look at different options, you know, through training camp and all that. So, absolutely no excuses one way or the other. I believe that we're going to be just fine.
Rex, was there any possibility he was going to play either against the Giants or this week against Philly, was, you know, physically, was that possible?
Yeah, yes, that was a possibility.
Both of them, or?
Yeah, both of them. You know, as we found out later, it's, you know, there was. I will say this: going into the Giant game, I wasn't sure if, you know, how he was, you know, if he was going to play or not.
So might have been like, but you would have seen how he warmed up, or
whatever. Yeah, absolutely. We would have made sure that he was fit, ready to go, and, you know, not just our trainers giving a thumbs up, but the young man giving a thumbs up as well.
What's your gut feeling on D's possible availability for the opener?
Obviously, I'm hopeful that he'll be ready, but to say that that's a 100% guarantee, that's not true. So we'll see how he does. I know he's doing everything he can, and probably more than he wants. You know, trying to get back and be ready to play.
It doesn't. Obviously, our access is limited, but it doesn't even look like he's running yet. Is that fair? He's not progressed to that stage yet.
Yeah, he's definitely not sprinting, you know, right now. But, again, there, you can get well in a hurry. Sometimes those things, you got to get the swelling out, all that type of stuff. But, you know, I know he's doing some light things and all that. But the extent of his running, you guys probably know as much about it as I do. I mean, I haven't seen him sprint for sure.
What's the update on Antonio Allen?
He's, you know, obviously doing that protocol, but he's doing decent. You know, he's doing well in it, and seems to be, you know, coming along just fine.
Peter, you didn't get the injury, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, all right. Antonio Allen obviously was out. But like I say, you know, he's that is the, you know, the protocol. He's in it. So until, you know, he's been cleared, once he's cleared, then obviously, you know, he'll have had it. But our guys seem to be pretty confident that he's heading in that direction.
Thursday's a quick turnaround.
Oh, no. He won't play Thursday. No. Barnes is out there on PUP, but he's done tremendous. The last 2 weeks in particular, he's really doing well. You might have saw him out there running today. But he's really doing well. Troy Davis was still out, but he is getting better. It's with a quad injury. There is a possibility. We'll see if he'll be ready to play on Thursday. IK is still in a boot, so he's out, obviously. D, we talked about with his ankle, is still out. Two guys were sick, Stephen Hill with an illness, and Clyde Gates also with an illness. Both Zach Sudfeld was full today, as was Jalen Saunders.
How did Jalen look, Rex? You know, we saw that he had the no contact jersey off. Was he a full go?
Yeah, he was full go. So, yeah, he's been cleared, for full. And he looked good today. But.
How happy are you for him after all this uncertainty?
Yeah, no, and I think everybody's excited to see him. I'm sure all the Jet fans are excited. I know I'm excited to see him play. But just for the young man, you're exactly right. You know, just for somebody to go through something like that and now to get back to where, you know, he's cleared to play football, I think it's really big for him.
Rex, who were your first team corners in practice today? Look like when we were out there for the drill, it was Lewis and Walls. Did you stick with that?
Yeah, well, again, on Thursday, you're going to see, primarily you'll see Ellis. You'll see Ellis Langster. You'll see Lewis. And then you're going to see Johnny Patrick. You're going to see Reeves will play out there. Right down the list now.
Dixon. But,
and Dixon, thank you. Yep, and Dixon. So you'll see those guys play.
Will Wilson play?
Kyle, no. No, Walls won't play. Kyle Wilson won't play.
Are you under the weather, Rex?
No. Remember, a coach can't get sick until after the season.
Assuming Calvin Pryor will not.
No, Calvin Pryor won't play. Landry won't play. Calvin Pace. David will play. No, David Harris will be out. You guys don't know. You guys know who's out. The guys, Barnes will be in there. So Big Barnes. Big Barnes will play. T will play. Of some of the guys that get some the majority of the reps, those will be the guys.
You mentioned IK in a boot. What is he about? Is it a broken foot?
No, he got something. But it's not a broken foot, but he's dealing with a foot injury.
If you started the season today with your current personnel, who would be your starting corners?
Well, again, I'd rather not get into that until we see exactly where D is. Obviously, D will be one, and we'll figure out who the other one is.
Rex, what was the actual diagnosis for Jalen?
Well, again, his situation was we were sitting back. It was just waiting for the young man to be cleared. So it wasn't he had a seizure, and that's the extent of what we know. We let the professionals handle it, and when the doctors were confident that he'd be cleared, then he was, and that's where he's at now.
Rex, on Thursday, two quarterback questions, if I may. Sims and Taj Boyd, will they get a lot of reps?
Yeah, they're going to get them. I mean, they're going to get, 99% of the reps or whatever.
Would you put Vic out there if the game weren't in Philly? Is any of that sentiment?
He's going to be out there.
We have the game on our network.
He is going to be out there. Let's just put it to you that way. He will be out there.
Should we not
blink? They'll be there for the coin toss as well, and you guys know how I'm going to approach that one.
Rex, with the receiving situation, obviously there's probably a lot of decisions that have to be made. Yeah. Can you just outline the part of your, I mean, we know Curley and Decker are safe.
Right.
Can you just outline the bottom of your depth chart and what decisions are still in flux right now?
Well, a bunch of them are, and I think when you talk about the receivers in particular, there's, you know, a lot of those guys will play, you know, so it's, they're still battling for roster spots, and, you know, it's not a slam dunk to say that it's going to be this player or this player. You know, it's probably close in a couple of situations, but it's not, you know, guys are still out there competing.
Is Stephen Hill going to play?
I think so. Yeah, again, he was doing better today, and then he threw up. That's a technical term, I guess. So we sent him home. But he's, you know, I believe he will play.
The fact that he's playing in the game would indicate that perhaps his roster spot is up in the air too.
Well, again, there's still competition, and there's still competition for roster spots.
Has the situation at cornerback made you extra protective of Walls and Wilson, or would these guys have sat regardless in this last game?
You know, if we had, you know, Lim Barney out there or somebody like that, then maybe we want to be as protective. But, you know, we're going to go into the regular season healthy.
Rex, when you don't have your top corners healthy and available, does that force you to be more creative and try and find ways to get to the quarterback?
It may. You know, we'll see. You know, a lot of things factor into, you know, going into how you're going to play against an opponent and things. But, again, I'm confident. I think Walls, I told you, I think he's really improved. I think Ellis Langster's really improved. And then, you know, Antonio Allen was showing some good things, you know, out there at corner until he got, you know, friendly fired. So, again, we'll be just fine.